Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And we are here in not-so-sunny Hawaii today. And since it's not-so-sunny today, we decided to go ahead and record some podcasts. And while we've been here, it's kind of been our company retreat. One of the things that we thought about is we've got a few clients that do coaching, online courses, stuff like that. And so we kind of figured that one of the big motivational factors that a lot of you guys that do sort of the coaching is to always show yourselves in exotic locations or talk about how you're in great, cool locations because it motivates people to hire you or buy your courses or whatever. So since we're in Hawaii, we're doing a podcast about how mobile wallet marketing works for coaching. And if you've heard our podcasts before, you probably want to jump ahead maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, but Hazel's going to talk about what a mobile wallet marketing pass is, how it works, how it gets on your phone, etc. And we do this pretty much every time because we never can be sure that you've heard more than one podcast episode. And if you haven't heard a podcast episode already, you may have no idea what mobile wallet marketing is or how mobile wallet marketing works or any of the sort of technical details, as we would call it. So, Hayes, you want to jump into that part?
Sure. So, basically, mobile wallet pass is direct access marketing and a communication tool you can use with your clients directly on their phone. On the front of a pass, you have who you are, very simple, your brand and who you are. The back of the pass, which is where all the fun stuff happens, you put your call to action links, your social media links, your videos. If you have a podcast, you can do a listen link directly to the podcast, and iTunes will pop up.
Or Stitcher, or TuneIn, or Spreaker, or pretty much any of those. Or if you do your podcast directly off your website, because maybe you have podcast software on your WordPress site, can run it straight to there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and then you can put informational materials of your next retreat, of your events, right on the back of the pass as well. Reminders, you can engage with them by doing a push notification right on their lock screen and let them know where you're going to be and what's new in your business.
So how do these passes get on the phones?
Well, they get on the phones by scanning a QR code or the URL, the link.
So if somebody is reading, say, one of the emails in your funnel and they're reading it on their computer screen, you've got the QR code right there. You tell them, obviously. If you don't tell them, you don't get a really good reaction, but that's the same as pretty much everything else. You tell them, scan this pass with your iPhone, scan this QR code to get instant updates or some other piece of your funnel, whatever it is that you're using to market with at that point. Or if they're already reading your email on mobile, they can simply tap the link and it will drop directly into their phone. On the iPhone, it's a really simple process. It goes right into Apple Wallet.
Right into Apple Wallet.
And then on the Android.
On the Android, you need to use a third-party app. Right now, not with Android Pay or Google Wallet or whatever they're going to call it.
Exactly.
Right now, it's a third-party app. You download the app onto your phone, and the pass is automatically put on there, just like you would scan it into Apple Wallet.
And, you know, some people already have wallet apps that are compatible with these on their Androids. That does happen occasionally. So you never know. But anyway, that's how passes.
Just make sure you have a QR reader right on your Android.
It's just really basic. They can either tap the link or they can scan the QR code. That's the two ways that the pass goes into the phone. Now, one really kind of cool stat is once the pass goes into the phone,
there's a 90% retention rate.
Yeah.
What that means is that 90% of the passes that are installed on the phone are not deleted.
Which is like way more than you can say for 90% of your emails or 90% of your SMSs or 90% of your video marketing views or 90% of you that are listening to this podcast right now are not going to keep it downloaded in perpetuity on your phone. So even podcast marketing isn't as effective without a mobile wallet marketing component. Let's just take a second and talk about some of the different types of coaching.
Okay. Well, there's business coaching.
Business executive. Executive
coaching. Life coaching.
Absolutely. A lot of people are into life coaching. Again, we don't care what kind of coaching you're doing. We're simply trying to tell you how to build your business in an effective manner that's both cost-effective and effective. One of the girls that we went sailing with the other day, she's not really a girl, I suppose, but anyway, she is a parenting coach.
Yes.
Teaches parents how to interact with their children in effective ways. And so that's like a coach. Then there's the group of people who aren't coaches per se, but run online courses, video courses, webinars, things like that, where you want people to give you money and sign up to learn what it is that you want to tell them. And we find that a lot of coaches also have online courses, which is why we've kind of lumped these in here together.
Yes.
Now, let's look at what the most common methods of marketing are for coaches.
Well, what comes foremost to the top is social media, Facebook marketing, Twitter marketing.
Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter. Yes. Obviously, email marketing. A lot of people do either webinars, which would be the live video, or some do like evergreen webinars, which is the pre-recorded. Some people do YouTube. A lot of people do, like Brandy does the Hangouts.
Hangouts, yeah.
She's fabulous at the Hangouts. Yes. A lot of people are into podcast marketing. And we have another podcast from, I don't know, it's like a month or six weeks ago.
Yeah.
That is specifically with some step-by-step instructions how to incorporate mobile wallet marketing into your podcast marketing. So we're not really going to dwell on that so much today because we, like I said, we do have a step-by-step detailed podcast. You can go back and look it up on our website, which is Domino Research, or you can look it up on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker. I think our mobilewalletmarketer.com platform also has a bunch of links that go back to the podcast marketing stuff. So it's pretty easily accessible. And you could probably Google mobile wallet marketing podcasts and it's probably going to come up in the first couple hits. I haven't checked it lately. But these methods are all really great and go hand in hand with mobile wallet marketing. And one of the things, it's kind of a two-way street. So if I want to install passes on phones, I'm going to put the QR code and the link in all of my Facebook marketing. I'm going to put it in a post every day or two. I'm going to put it in some ads. I'm going to put it in some targeting. And I'm going to build my mobile wallet marketing base just like I would my followers or my email list. And I'm going to use these things to do it. And then the reverse of that is, let's say that somebody who is interested or maybe has already signed up, taken one of your courses, well, these are super easy for referrals. There's like three different ways that somebody can share a pass. There is the option of putting a QR code on the front of the pass that can be scanned by one phone from another phone. There's a share link that Apple puts in, and you can always put your own share links into the back where you have all the different live links available. So it kind of feeds on itself. You use the social media to build the pass installs. You can also use the pass installs to build your social media or to build your podcast listener base or your YouTube or Vimeo or whatever watcher base. You know, I was reading a really cool article the other day, and I think it applies to the videos as well as the podcasts, about how subscribers are nice, but listeners or viewers are really where the stats are at. And I know, like, I am probably subscribed to 80 YouTube channels and 20 podcasts.
Yeah.
And when I get the email from YouTube telling me what's all updated on the videos, 90% of the time, I don't even click through on the emails. And so I never see them. And I don't come back to those videos until I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to know how to do something. And then I'll go back and I'll look through my subscriptions to figure out where the updated episode is for what I specifically want to do. So I'm terrible. And I'm probably fairly average, I would say. You know, it's like, so my brother and his friends, he's a couple years younger than I am, they listen to all these podcasts religiously. And frankly, I think they're the oddballs. I don't think people will, without being reminded, go and check out your new video or go and listen to your new podcast or go and check out your new Facebook page promotion. I don't think they do that.
They need to be reminded.
And in a convenient setting. So let's say that I was still living in San Francisco and I was going somewhere and I was going to be on the BART. What better time for me to download a podcast and listen to it while I'm on the train? I mean, but it's not convenient to me. My phone only keeps the last 50 emails handy. So if you sent me an email on Monday and it's Thursday, I don't have your email anymore. It's not on my phone anymore. I could, I suppose, go to my podcast subscriptions in iTunes, but then I get all distracted because there's 85 updates and I'm like, oh, I haven't listened to that one and oh, that's kind of fun. So what you get with mobile wallet marketing is the opportunity to directly engage at a time that's convenient for the end user and in a way that is super convenient. Like, say, people will accidentally delete an email or an email falls off their phone because they have too many emails on their phone.
Yeah, that's right.
90% of them don't delete passes. And what's the number one reason that people delete passes?
Number one reason?
Too many messages.
Too many messages, yes. So you have to also be careful not over messaging as well.
I mean, like I do all of my, I always fly on United, and you can drop your United boarding passes directly into your Apple Wallet. So sometimes I'm like going through there and deleting like 10 of them at a time because those don't do me any good because United never comes back and changes them and says, hey, get this, we're running a special deal on United flights. Well, you can do that with a pass. So once you've got a pass in the phone, you can integrate it with your existing campaign. And let's say that you run, you know, like maybe like Marie does, you run one main product a year and then you have a couple of auxiliary products a year. And your whole funnel is set up so that for 6 months of the year, you're pushing the main big, you know, B-school style product. And then once it starts and everything is all closed up, well, there's really no point in marketing it because you've gone into it. You're not taking any new subscribers to it. And there's no point in sending people anything else about it because if they didn't buy into it this year, they're not going to have a chance to buy into it until she does it again next year. But let's say that she decided that she wanted to change all the elements of the pass and push something else in the interim. Well, boom, done. We take care of that for you. It usually takes less than a day, and you're off and moving, pushing a brand new product from the exact same spot that you started with. And you can manage shares, referrals. We could set you up with almost like a little loyalty program. You know, like maybe buy this product, get this other one, or buy 10 things, you know, like those $7 things that Ryan does. You buy 10 of those and you get something free or whatever.
Yeah, the punch card.
Yeah, you can fit this into your funnel, no matter whose funnel that you're using. So say, for instance, you want to measure the efficacy of one funnel versus another on a longer range than an email campaign would allow you to do. And, you know, maybe some of you are using like a digital marketer or somebody else is using Todd Brown or somebody else is using some sort of Russell Brunson product thing, whatever it is that you're using. Basically, we create together passes that are specific to that funnel. Now, you could, if you wanted to, and if you wanted to be that complicated, you could take something like an AWeber or a MailChimp automation sequence, and you could set up a different pass for each one of the emails in the sequence. I mean, we're willing to work with you to make it as complicated or as simple as you want to. Obviously, the price is based on how complicated or how simple you do it, But if you're already spending the money on Facebook and podcasts and
AdWords
and Twitter and Pinterest ads, how you're not doing this is crazy because the retention rate is so far through the roof. You can't show me anything else where 90% of the people that get your collateral still have your collateral 6 months or a year later because it just doesn't exist. This is the only thing. How do they get the notifications? If I send you, if you have my pass installed, Hayes,
yes.
I want to send out a notification. Where does it go?
It goes directly on the lock screen. You don't even have to open up your screen. You can look at the pass, even the back of the pass, right from the lock screen.
You can't take action, but you can see it. So you already know that, okay, Amy or whoever has an update, they send it to you, you can flip it over, you can see it on the back side of the pass, decide, oh my gosh, I should take action on this right now. Or no, maybe I shouldn't take action on it right now. But you never have to go back and shuffle through 51 emails to find out that you've lost the email, or wait till you get home to get to your computer because all of your emails are on your computer or whatever. This is like the super most convenient thing. It has location-based options. So if you do a lot of public speaking and you're having an event, you want to create event tickets with passes, you can totally do that. And again, once your event is over 6 months later, all these passes are still in people's phones and you turn them into little tiny marketing machines. It's like the most amazing, fabulous, super duper thing, and there is no other way to do it. Apps don't do it. I mean, I suppose that you could build an app and you could do it with an app, but what's the problem with an app?
App is expensive. Maintenance is expensive, and it's really hard to get someone to download an app and to be found in the App Store.
Totally. App Store discovery. And I hear that Apple is going to paid results in the App Store. So the rich will just get richer and the poor will just stay poorer. Now, if you have an app and you want to market your app, you can market your app with mobile wallet marketing passes because we can attach your Google Play or App Store app link directly into the pass. It goes in there on the front and on the back. So again, you can feed your own marketing in two directions. It's like bi-directional marketing. Build your base of users with the mobile wallet marketing passes in their phones while you build your social media or while you build your email list or while you build your podcast listener base, blah, blah, blah. That's really what it boils down to. There is no more effective way to communicate with people in a convenient and effective setting. So cost-effective and effective.
That's right. And you'll be seen.
Top of mind. That's right. You send a message every 2 weeks or every month that just says, hey, check out what's new. Hey, this is what we've got going on. Hey, saw a great article you might want to check out. Hey, we just had a new blog article. Hey, we got a new funnel product. Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. It's a great communication tool. You can't beat it. You can't get anything that comes near comparing to it. So I think.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it for today.
You know, go enjoy the sun now.
That's right. You guys have a great week.